Family Research Council's Tony Perkins, Salvation Army gets ringing endorsement from Trump. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 7, 2019. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins wrote in his column Friday that President Donald Trump intentionally recognized the Salvation Army at the National Tree Lighting Ceremony after the recent attacks on the charity's Christian foundations. The Christian leader said on Thursday Trump intentionally acknowledged the Salvation Army for its important work, despite the left's latest attacks over its Christian roots. Perkins pointed to Trump's words honoring Salvation Army leaders for their work to help the homeless and hungry. Joining us today are David and Sharon Hudson of the Salvation Army. Each year, through their Angel Tree program, the Salvation Army brings new gifts to more than 600,000 children. David and Sharon are an inspiration to us all. And, David, and Sharon, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
After Chick-fil-A walked away from the group and the Cowboys almost lost their halftime show over the Red Kettle campaign, it matters that this president made a point of standing alongside the nonprofit, Perkins wrote. The message was subtle but clear: he isn't caving to the cultural bullies, and Americans shouldn't either. In November, Chick-fil-A announced it would stop making donations to Christian ministries such as the Salvation Army, an organization that embraces the biblical foundations of human sexuality and marriage. Many Christian leaders have condemned the fast food chain's decision to drop the Salvation Army and, instead, support the far-left Southern Poverty Law Center and Covenant House, an organization that helps homeless youth, but clearly supports the radical LGBTQ agenda and even hosted a drag queen story hour at its center in New York. Chick-fil-A has evidently decided to move away from supporting Christian ministries and side instead with those who believe biblical teaching on human sexuality are indeed hate groups, Tim Wildman, American Family Association president, told Breitbart News. Make no mistake, this is compilation or in plain English, Chick-fil-A caved to the LGBT stormtroopers. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee told Perkins, as he appeared as a guest on FRC's Washington Watch radio show, that what is so offensive about Chick-fil-A's yielding to the pressure from left-wing activists is that the company, essentially, affirmed the lie that has been told from the far left about the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which is that these organizations are bigoted and discriminate against LGBTQ individuals. Perkins praised Trump for his Christmas message to Americans in front of the giant tree Thursday evening. Christians give thanks that the Son of God came into the world to save humanity. Jesus Christ inspires us to love one another with hearts full of generosity and grace. As one grateful nation, we praise the joy of family, the blessings of freedom, and the miracle of Christmas. Fortunately, President Trump doesn't believe in surrender, Perkins said. And he'll go to the mat to guarantee that Christian organizations like this one can continue serving Americans, for the same reason he'll keep fighting the war on Christmas, because no one should ever have to compromise their faith in a country like ours.